Hello to Chloe, Darby and Mullingar. Missed the bus last week. Won't be able to listen for a few weeks. Has to go on work placement. Well, Chloe, maybe we suggest the iRadio app and a pair of wireless earbuds. Put them in your ear, say nothing. Paint them the colour of your ear. And then you'll get away with it. But we will put your name on the list for today's bus. Leaving the station, 5:10. What you say?
Be commitment painting the words. Oh, do we have to?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to start again now.
Oh God.
Because Bernie and the gang is going to be given out. Dave, why didn't you do the?
Are they? Are they really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They are.
Right.
It's almost 5:20. What you say? Keep quiet.
I don't recall giving you permission for a second run at it. I really don't.
Everyone knows the first verse is only getting the vocals. Okay.
Story this week. And I believe this is from Wednesday.
Right.
If my memory serves me correctly, but what it's actually about. Around 1,500 people have in the Netherlands as part of a science experiment.
Oh, you could have cut off the ending science experiment. Netherlands was good enough for me. One more, please.
Around 1,500 people have in the Netherlands as part of a science experiment.
How do we play this game? For professional What You Say players, you know the deal. You put in something of your own taste where that blank space is. If it is your first time playing, then the aim of the game isn't to get the answer correct, but totally incorrect in the best possible way.
It's to make us laugh, basically.
Yeah.
So, what in the name of God was I on about in Newsfeed this week? Around 1,500 people have in the Netherlands.
Shane reckons 1,500 people as part of a science experiment in the Netherlands sleep in the garden in the nude for the crack.
That's very specific. I thought you were going to stop after sleep in the garden, but there was an extra element.
I see Chris's previous answers on Fridays. Biscuits, funerals, horniness, orange slices. Today, he goes, was eating brownies. I don't even want to figure out what the other What You Say's were when the answers were biscuits, funerals, horniness and orange slices.
That is, if you had to sum up What You Say, that would probably be the answer.
Big Tasty and Athlone doesn't hold back.
Right.
It's about pulling muscles. I'm going to try and give you as much information without actually leading you to a full-on radio conclusion meltdown. Pulling muscles, you know, there's districts in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I get you're there. Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Do you need any more?
No, that's fine.
Big Tasty, we thank you. We go to Ryan on today's What You Say.
Around 1,500 people have given birth to hamsters in the Netherlands due to a science experiment.
Woohoo! I love when people find themselves gassed, to be fair. Ryan seems like he's loving life.
Ryan, where does the idea of 1,500 people giving birth to hamsters come out of? Maybe that is the power and the beauty of What You Say. What You Say. Like, let's try and get out of dodgy territory as soon as possible, because hamsters and devil's lettuce and brownies is the order of the day. Can I give you... No, I can't. Like, too many people have went to his poo in the canal. We
wow.
Have it. Yeah.
Okay.
I get where you're coming from, but come on now.
Yeah,
it's a family-friendly game. We'd never run a story about 1,500 people pooing in the canal.
Yeah, even if that was the story, I don't think it would have been setting the right tone for iRadio Newsfeed.
And let's get you up to date. Fionnuala Corber's here. 1,500 people have pooed in the canal in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow, no. Much more wholesome, am I like, if the answer.
Cool. I think there's a few people right, so yeah.
Few people right? Okay, let's find out.
I think so.
Around 1,500 people have gone to a music festival in the Netherlands as part of a science experiment.
Tara and Galway, thank you for bringing some normality to What You Say. We have a couple of others as well. See if I can find them on the hoof. Sean and Athlone, have one of these for yourself. You are correct. Oh, exciting times.
Yeah, we'll also say that Emily and Martin were on the right bus as well, paying attention.
This is for Emily. And also, Martin, have one of these. You are correct. 1,500 people, as part of a science experiment to figure out the spread of COVID, they all walked in, and if I'm not mistaken, they all got COVID tested before they went in.
Exactly. And once you were negative, you were told to head in and act as if you were at a pre-pandemic event.
Hopefully, we will be having our own experiments in months to come when all goes back to normal.
iRadio in the afternoon. With Dave and Fanula. Hey! iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.